Hi, this is Martha. Did you know that besides hosting Animal World, I'm also an animal behavior therapist and trainer with more than 40 years of professional experience? I work with you privately in your home or over the phone to help you understand your animal friends and resolve whatever behavior, training, or healing problems you've got going on. Most of my expertise is with cats and dogs, but I sometimes work with other types of animals as well. So whether it's puppies or kittens, adult dogs or cats, or elderly animal issues, I can help. Cats not using the litter box? Biting or scratching you or your furniture? Maybe they're fighting with each other or waking you up at night. I've got answers. Dogs barking too much, jumping, or dragging you around the block on your walk? Does he have separation anxiety or chew up stuff he shouldn't? I've got answers. Whatever's going on with your animal friends, I will help you fix it. I am more than reasonably priced and often need to see you only once. I always do a free, no-obligation telephone evaluation, so give me a call and bug my voicemail if you need immediate attention. You'll find me at Martha's Canine, Feline, and All Creature Counseling at 360-217-7258. That's 360-217-7258, and I'd love to hear from you.
On Friday, Mance and Mitchell are pleased to present a special series with Kelly Sullivan Walden, host of Dreams Unzipped.
On Saturday, join us for our tribute show to Prince, an hour of music from the legendary musician and showman.
In hour number two, we open the vault for an hour of the best of Mance and Mitchell to hear for the first time or enjoy again.
Bringing you fascinating talk and sometimes music since 2007. We are Mance and Mitchell, Friday and Saturday mornings at 10 on Alternative Talk AM 1150.
Hi, this is Martha Norwalk, host of Animal World, and I've got a question for you. Do you or anyone you know own a business, offer a service, or a product that does something good for animals, humans, or this planet? If the answer is yes, then I'd like to invite you to become a member of the Animal World family of advertisers. Lately, people are telling me they think radio advertising is exorbitantly expensive. Well, that can be true, but not on Animal World. Did you know that for as little as $45 a week, you can have two professionally written and produced commercials at no cost to you running on the show? You also get a link to your website on the homepage of the Animal World website and two live interviews on the show. Frankly, you can't afford not to do this. So if you'd like to join our great Animal World family of advertisers, or if you need more information, go to www.marthanorwalk.com to send me an email or call me at 360-217-7258. That's 360-217-7258. Come on, give me a call and join the family. We'd love to have you.
When the red, red robin comes bob, bob, bobbing along, along, there'll be no more sobbing when he starts throbbing his old sweet song. Oh, wake up, you sleepyhead. Get up, get out of bed. Cheer up, the sun is red. Live, love, laugh and be happy. What if I've been blue? Now I'm walking through fields of flowers. Rain may glisten, but still I listen for hours and hours. I'm just a kid again, doing what I did again, singing a song. When the red, red robin starts bob, bob, bobbing along.
Hey, good morning, y'all. I'm Martha Norwalk, and welcome you to the third hour of our May Day edition of Animal World. We're here every Sunday morning, 9 a.m. to noon, right here on Alternative Talk, AM 1150. You can tune us in on the radio dial. You can tune us in on the internet via streaming audio. That means you can share us with your family and friends around the country, around the world, if they've got internet access. And the best way to pick up the stream is go to the Animal World website. That would be www.marthanorwalk.com. Click on the Listen Live icon in the upper right-hand corner of the home page. That will click you through to the 1150 KKNW website and bring up the links that you need to stream the show. And you can be in touch with us here on Animal World in a number of ways. Well, first of all, I want to say that you find Animal World on Facebook these days. Martha Norwalk's Animal World. Check it out. And don't just rely on your timeline to see what I post, because I posted all kinds of times of the day and night, and just really great stuff. So it's a good idea to check in once in a while and just to see all the wonderful stuff. And like I said, my favorite for this week is deaf man that has teaching his cat sign language, and oh, it is just adorable. And the cat really gets it. It's so cute. You got to check it out. So that's look for Martha Norwalk's Animal World on Facebook. And then if something comes up, Peg and Shoreline, who wanted to know how do you update your microchip information if you don't remember the company and you don't know how to find that. So what do you do? And we got great answers from Homeward, from Kimberly and Homeward on that. So if you've got a question or something about from our guests, you can give Kathy a call and she'll relay the question to us. Local number 425-373-5527. That's 425-373-5527. Toll free is 1-888-298-5569. And of course, you can shoot us an email anytime. AnimalWorldLive@Hotmail.com. AnimalWorldLive@Hotmail.com. Now, if you want to be in touch with me after the show, then you can go through my website, MarthaNorwalk.com, or you can just call me directly, especially if you've got behavior training or healing issues going on with your animal friends. I specialize in dogs and cats, and I always do a free, no-obligation telephone evaluation. So, if you need help, it's always worth calling me. If I can solve your problem for free, I'll do it over the phone quickly. Otherwise, and if I'm not the best person to work with you, I probably know who is. And you can reach me at Martha's Canine, Feline, and All Creature Counseling. My number is 360-217-7258. That's 360-217-7258. And if you need to mail something to Animal World, the Animal World mailing address is 19916 Old Owen Road. That's 19916 Old Owen Road, number 251. And that's in Monroe, Washington, 98272. All righty. It is time to go, to the cats, I was going to say, but I think they might do some dogs, too. We'll find out. Anyway, from Meow Cat Rescue is Marilyn Hendrickson. Good morning, Marilyn. Welcome back to Animal World.
Good morning.
And how are you doing?
I'm doing great.
I seem to remember seeing something on Facebook that very recently that you may be recovering. Is that something new I saw, that you had a wrist problem?
No, that wasn't me.
Oh, wasn't you? I thought, gosh, there was a photograph. I wonder if it was an old one. I was having some trouble connecting up with my Facebook stuff, and I was straightening it out so I could be able to do it on the show today, and I saw this post, and I was sure it was from you. So I'm glad to know it wasn't.
Yeah, no, me too.
Yeah, all
my
right.
My wrist is good.
All right, good. That's good to hear. So anyway, Meow Cat Rescue is in the Kirkland area. On the east side here, and why don't, for anybody that's been under a rock or hasn't heard our show or you before, why don't you tell us what Meow is all about?
We are, we're entering our 20th year next year.
Has it been that long? Oh,
it has been that long.
Year. Wow.
We're a nonprofit animal rescue organization. Started off on Mercer Island. We're now in Kirkland. We have cats and kittens on site and dogs and puppies in foster care. And
so do you have a little, your shelter area is in the Houghton Center in Kirkland where the PCC is.
Right.
And I know you're there because I was just there teaching my classes at the Natural Pet Pantry, and they're kind of right next to you guys.
Yeah, just around the corner.
Yeah, so that's where you're actually located. So only cats and kittens are there at the shelter.
Correct.
But you don't just do meows, you also do woofs.
Yes, we do.
But only in foster care, huh?
Only in foster care, right.
Okay. Now, we were we chatted a long time with Homeward Pet Adoption Center and got a really good idea of where their animals come from. And I don't know that we've had that discussion before either, but where do the, the cats, the kittens, the dogs, the puppies, where do all the animals come from? How do you get your animals, Marilyn?
That's a really good question. A lot of our animals Let's just start with kittens.
Yeah.
A lot of, because we're just on the cusp of kitten season.
Yeah.
A lot of our kittens come from feral situations.
Oh.
Where a feral cat has kittens and somebody's outside doing yard work and they find, surprise, a litter of kittens in their wood pile or their crawl space or under their deck or in the bushes.
Oh.
That's where a lot of our kittens come from. And as you probably know, kittens born to feral moms are not feral if we get them soon enough.
Yeah, if you get them soon enough and can get them acclimated to humans.
Yes. So that's where the majority of our kittens come from.
Really?
I didn't know that. Yes. And sometimes people just find kittens with no mama cat in sight. We don't know where she went or anything like that.
Huh.
We intervene a lot of hoarding situations. That's where we get a lot of our kittens and our cats. There's more hoarding situations than any of us would like to think about.
Really?
There are a lot of them.
Wow.
Yeah.
And so you're talking about private parties,
yes,
kind of collecting cats.
Yes. Yes.
And how many cats are kind of typical in a hoarding situation?
Well, the biggest one that I recall in recent years was about a year ago, and there was a woman who was living in a very small trailer, and she had over 60 cats and kittens.
Wow.
And it was just a very bad situation, and I'll leave it at that.
Yeah, yeah. And, you know, I mean, and a lot of people that end up in these situations, you know, they start out their hearts in the right place.
That's right. And then
they just get overwhelmed with the responsibility and can't afford it or keep up with it. And and then the animals, they're often not spayed and neutered, and they keep breeding. And
it just
gets completely out of hand.
Yeah.
So how do you, in those hoarding situations, is it a situation that do you get contacted? I mean, how do you find out about these things?
Well, generally speaking, we have a couple of hardcore, longtime trappers and rescuers.
Yeah.
And they know people and areas far and wide. And, you know, people start talking and saying, you know, have you checked out that trailer out there in the woods? Because I think there's a lot of cats over there. And they will investigate and find out that, yes, indeed, it is a hoarding situation. And it's just a heartbreaking scenario because there's always too many cats. There's never enough food. There's never been veterinary care.
Yeah.
So those are exhausting. And we do that quite a bit.
And it's so easy for people to get trapped in a situation like that, and I don't know if, you know, y'all that are listening, when you kind of don't see your own messes, you know, you get used to the environment that you're in, and you know, you can walk into somebody else's place and notice if it's nice and clean and organized or if it's a mess, but you often don't see your own stuff.
Mm-hmm.
And I think people really get trapped and they just become oblivious.
I think so. And I think another really important point to mention is that people get into these situations slowly.
Yeah.
And the deeper they get in, the more embarrassed and ashamed they are.
Yep.
And
yep.
So they're just embarrassed. And so we're not here to judge, though. We're here to help. So if anybody ever knows of a hoarding situation, I would ask that you please contact any animal shelter in the area to
Absolutely.
Go out and help.
Okay, so that's a big source of some of the cats and kittens that come,
mm-hmm.
along with, you know, the feral litters that get found.
Yeah.
Where else do you get animals?
Well, speaking from experience, I have TNR'd a couple of feral sites.
Uh-huh.
And I feed my cats a couple times a week. And all the time, a new cat shows up at my feral site who is not feral, just because there's a food source.
Right.
And that doesn't just happen to me. Of course, that happens to everybody. So cats just kind of show up out of the blue at these feral sites because it's a food source and they're hungry.
Mm.
Um, We have, and then we have this, you know, the sad stories of where a human becomes ill or passes away.
Sure.
And that leaves nowhere for the cat to go. So that's where we get some cats. And currently we have a lot of senior cats. And the reason for that is at Meow, we have an agreement that if anybody ever adopts from us, whether it is a cat or a kitten, if for any reason at all they're unable to care for that cat or kitten, we will take it back.
Yeah, that's a wonderful
policy.
For
the span of their life.
Wow.
And so as a result of that, we have quite a few senior cats right now.
That their folks have passed on whatever. And so the cats come back to you guys.
The cats come back through no fault of their own. They have found themselves back at our shelter.
But, you know, senior cats can make wonderful companions for senior humans.
Yeah.
Because so many times I run into people that they'd love to have an animal companion, but, you know, they don't have the time or the energy to raise babies. And getting younger animals, they're afraid they'll outlive them, or that
mm-hmm.
the animals will outlive them.
Mm-hmm.
But
right.
So adopting a nice senior kitty is a great way to go in those situations.
It is a really nice way to go. And when you adopt a senior kitty, you know what you're getting. You know, kittens,
right.
You just never know. But with
right.
an adult senior, you know exactly what you're getting. So.
That's right, because their personality is well developed.
And so you
know if you're getting a lap cat or an independent model sort of thing. Do you take in cats from other shelters, from municipal shelters, or do you pretty much stay full on your own with these kind of sources?
Well, we unfortunately are able to stay pretty full on our own.
Okay.
However, sometimes we do and we love to help these shelters in the eastern part of the state because they don't have the resources that we do.
Right.
There's a lot of shelters in the western part of Washington, but in eastern Washington, it's very different. So whenever we can, we help Scraps out in Spokane, the Friends of the Animals in Ellensburg. Last year after the fires, we helped one of the shelters up there who had been displaced because their building was in danger of catching on fire.
Oh, wow.
So we do, and we love to do that when we can. We just wish we could do it more often.
Then, now, and so do you take owner surrenders that aren't cats that have originally come from Meow?
We do as space permits.
Okay.
So,
and I know that many shelters don't take stray or lost animals, that they have to go to municipal shelters. But it sounds like you take ferals. But so what's Meow's policy on that?
On strays?
Yeah.
Our policy on strays is that, and our phone rings nonstop all day with people who have found cats. Because there are so many animal shelters right here in our little corner of the world, there needs to be a single point of contact for a stray or lost cat. And so when that happens, we refer people to Regional Animal Services down in Kent.
Right, that's the municipal shelter in
this
area.
If you have lost a cat, you don't have to get on the phone and call 30 or 40 shelters.
Yeah,
you
that makes sense.
One place.
And that's exactly what Homeward says. So if you've lost an animal, you want to contact the municipal shelter in your area because that's the most likely place they'll be taken in.
That's right. And when people show up on our doorstep mm-hmm. with a stray cat, we refer them to the municipal place down
gotcha,
there in
Kansas. Gotcha. Now, what about you said you do have, you know, some dogs, but in foster situations. Are those like owner surrender type things and so forth?
Well, I think very few of them are owner surrenders. A lot of, unfortunately, there's an abandonment issue where people move and just decide not to take their dog. That happens. There's hoarding situations with dogs.
Yeah.
There's, again, people passing away or losing the ability to care for their pets. So it's kind of the same thing.
Okay, and so if people are interested in adopting from Meow, you know, cats, kittens, dogs, or whatever you have, they can come into the shelter, obviously, to see the cats and so forth. But are you guys on Facebook or website, or is there a way online for people to check out what's available through Meow?
Yeah, there is. In fact, we do have a Facebook page. We have a cat Facebook page and a dog Facebook page.
Oh, okay.
But probably the best place to go, and you can do it from the comfort of your home, is to go to our website, which is www.meowcatrescue.org. There's a link for dogs, and there's a link for cats.
Uh-huh.
And there's pictures and bios of all the cats and dogs available.
All right, that's excellent.
You know, contact information. You know, the dogs are in foster care, so at the end of each listing, there's an email or a phone number for you to contact.
Super, super. All right, we're going to take care of our advertisers here for a moment, and then when we continue with Marilyn, I want to be sure that we touch base, because in June, due to special programming, I won't be doing a Shelter Rescue Sanctuary show, and I know you've got your fine wines and felines event mm-hmm. coming up in June. So we want to be sure and talk about that, and then anything else that Marilyn's got on her mind. So stay right where you are. Animal World continues straight ahead right here on Alternative Talk, AM 1150.
Give your dog, cat, or ferret the gift of great health naturally. Make NuPro all-natural supplements an essential part of your pet's diet. NuPro makes an awesome gravy, sure to please. This gravy provides fresh nutrients for a beautiful, silky skin and coat, strong immune system, and healthy digestion, among other wonderful benefits. NuPro's joint support formula is perfect for working dogs, large breeds, and especially seniors. So go with NuPro, your pet's best friend for over 20 years. Visit online at NuProSupplements.com for more information.
Urine contamination is a common and stubborn problem. Conventional cleaning methods are not the answer. Anti-Icky Poo works quickly and naturally, and it's my all-time absolute favorite odor neutralizer. This unique bacteria enzyme solution converts the waste directly into carbon dioxide, a safe and odorless gas found in everyday clean air. Ask your vet for Anti-Icky Poo or call 1-800-745-1671. Anti-Icky Poo, it's a serious product with a funny name that really works, especially on cat urine. 1-800-745-1671.
Hi, this is Martha. Did you know that besides hosting Animal World, I'm also an animal behavior therapist and trainer with more than 40 years of professional experience? I work with you privately in your home or over the phone to help you understand your animal friends and resolve whatever behavior, training, or healing problems you've got going on. Most of my expertise is with cats and dogs, but I sometimes work with other types of animals as well. So whether it's puppies or kittens, adult dogs or cats, or elderly animal issues, I can help. Cats not using the litter box? Biting or scratching you or your furniture? Maybe they're fighting with each other or waking you up at night. I've got answers. Dogs barking too much, jumping or dragging you around the block on your walk? Does he have separation anxiety or chew up stuff he shouldn't? I've got answers. Whatever's going on with your animal friends, I will help you fix it. I am more than reasonably priced and often need to see you only once. I always do a free, no-obligation telephone evaluation, so give me a call and bug my voicemail if you need immediate attention. You'll find me at Martha's Canine, Feline, and All Creature Counseling at 360-217-7258. That's 360-217-7258, and I'd love to hear from you.
Don't be fooled by cheap imitations. There's only one Alternative Talk, 1150 AM.
Hey, y'all, I'm Martha Norwalk, and we're almost to the midway point of the last hour of today's show. You can find us here every Sunday morning, 9 a.m. to noon, right here on Alternative Talk, AM 1150. Stay tuned on the NuPro supplements. You know, they make great supplements for cats, dogs, and ferrets. Used to spend lots of time with Janice from NuPro on the air, but she's been not available for quite a while, but available again, and they've got a new product coming out. So I'm excited to hear about that, and you'll hear about that on the show sometime soon. And remember, the best odor neutralizer on the planet, especially for cat urine, that would be Anti-Icky Poo. I've never found anything that works as good, as fast, and as efficiently as Anti-Icky Poo. So you can go to Martha Norwalk's Animal World, and link will come up on the homepage. Just click on the Anti-Icky Poo or the NuPro supplements. Check them out. And now let's get back to Shelter Rescue Sanctuary and anything that helps our animal friends Sunday. And Marilyn certainly does. Marilyn Hendrickson's here from Meow Cat Rescue in Kirkland. Hey, Marilyn.
Hey.
Now, I've got on my current events, and I want to mention it, be sure and do it now before we run out of time, because we won't be doing a shelter show in June. But it's the 11th annual Fine Wines and Felines auction fundraiser for Meow coming up in June, right?
Right.
And I have Saturday, June 18th. Is that correct?
Yeah, it's just right around the corner.
And tell what is this event all about?
Well, it's our biggest fundraiser of the year. Mm-hmm. It's our 11th auction. It's a silent auction, a live auction, a dinner. It's really a lot of fun.
And where is it located?
It's located at the Hub Ballroom on the UW campus.
That's right. That's right. Okay.
Yeah.
And Saturday, June 18th, do you know the times?
Yeah, it starts at 5:30.
Uh-huh, okay.
And it usually goes till about probably around 9 o'clock or so.
Okay. And so a chance for folks to bid on silent auctions and then a live auction. And is there a dinner or two?
There is a dinner. It's not a sit-down dinner. We have it catered.
Uh-huh.
And so...
Like a buffet style?
It's a buffet style.
Okay.
It's a buffet.
And then it's Fine Wines and Felines. Is there something special with wines that goes on with this?
Yes. We have a lot of... excuse me. Or I shouldn't say a lot. We have some different types of wine.
Uh-huh.
We have beer, which is a new thing. We started beer at our event last year.
Uh-huh.
And then to go with our theme, which is Meow Luau, we will be having some special Hawaiian cocktails as well.
Oh, how fun. How fun.
Yeah.
And are tickets available now?
Tickets are available now. They can be purchased on our website.
So that's meowcatrescue.org.
Mm-hmm.
And so that's great. So folks, if you're interested in that, and it's at the Hub Ballroom on the UW campus, right?
Correct.
Cool. I haven't been back there since I was going to school there. many years ago.
It's very nice.
Is it?
It's a beautiful room. It's just very nice.
All right.
Yeah.
Parking and is easy and all that sort of stuff?
Parking is easy, and we even have, for those that don't want to or can't walk the distance from their car to the event, we have little shuttle cars going back and forth.
Oh, how fun. Oh, that's great.
Yeah.
That's great. So remember that, folks. It's the 11th annual Fine Wines and Felines Auction Fundraiser Buffet benefiting Meow Cat Rescue, and that's on Saturday, June 18th, the Hub Ballroom at the UW campus, about 5:30 to about 9. Check it out, and you can purchase tickets at meowcatrescue.org. And then for anybody that wants to come by the shelter to, you know, see the cats and kittens, what are the shelter hours?
Shelter hours vary quite a bit. Monday through Wednesday, or excuse me, Monday we're closed. Every Monday we're closed. Tuesday, Wednesday, we're open from 12 to 5. Thursday is 3 to 7. Friday is 12 to 7. Saturday and Sunday are noon to 5. That's on our website if you didn't catch all of that.
Great, great. And we can find on the website, www.meowcatrescue, we can find a link for the dogs, a link for the cats, so you can check what's available ahead of time.
Yeah.
Before you come in.
You sure can.
And I would think if someone has, surrenders or finds, you know, feral kittens, any of that sort of thing, I would imagine it's best to call you guys first before coming by. Is that...
Absolutely, because if we don't have a cage, we just don't have a cage. And
okay.
We do have foster homes, but they're filling up fast.
All right. And so what is the phone number for Meow?
425.
425.
822. 6369.
6369. That's 425-822-6369. 1-800-259-6969. All right. Well, it's been great to catch up with you again and to find out all the great stuff you're doing. And you're saying if people are interested in kittens, they are available now?
It's not quite kitten season. We've got kittens in foster care that are not quite
ready.
Big enough
okay.
yet.
So it's getting close.
Getting close. I'd say within a month we will be bursting at the seams with kittens.
Okay. So if people are really waiting on a kitten, stay in touch with the website and check in. You'll
yep.
post on the website when the kitten
yeah.
Flood is coming in.
Yeah, pretty much.
All righty. Well, all right. Thanks, Marilyn, for spending part of your Sunday with me again here yep. on Animal World. And we won't be doing anything with shelters again until July, but I'll be back in touch.
All right.
All right. Thanks, Marilyn.
Take care.
Bye-bye.
Bye.
All right. That's always fun to find out. But so just so you know, if a kitten is on the docket for your family, kitten season is underway, but at least with Meow anyway, they've got kittens in foster homes, but they aren't quite old enough and ready to come in to the shelter for adoption. All right, we are, as soon as Kathy's got it ready to go, we are going to change subjects completely. And we are going to talk to Zach Abbey from the Ananda Farms up on Camino Island. And I am delighted to say that I was up there last week. So I got to see farm in a process and welcome. And I was actually up to help them with the integration of their new farm dog number 2. So I'm excited to talk to Zach about what's going on up at the Ananda Farm. So welcoming back to Animal World. Last time in the studio, this time on the line, Zach Abbey from Ananda Farms. Hey, good morning, Zach.
Hi, Martha. Thanks for having me back.
Oh, you're welcome. How you doing?
We're doing pretty good.
All right. And
great time. Things are growing.
I guess, and I can say firsthand, I know, because I got to be up there this last week, and it was a beautiful sunny day. And, boy, you got
awesome
a lot of work going on up there.
Awesome project.
So I want you, in case listeners, you know, didn't hear the show that we had you and Haley in the studio telling us all about the Ananda Farms. So if they don't know what Ananda Farms are all about, why don't you give us a lowdown of what the Ananda Farms are and what goes
all
on?
All right. Well, it's a yoga farm. So and that can mean a lot of different things to a lot of people. So I'll try to explain that a little bit. It was initially founded by about 25 individuals and people who just had funds and wanted to put their money into something they believed in, and it happened to be a farm that was a goal that we were going to farm with nature. And all these people were kind of a part of or an extension of the Ananda meditation community, which is in Bothell and Linwood. And then Haley and myself, when the farm was purchased about 4 years ago, moved out and started the farm, and now we have 6 of us and a farm dog and a new farm puppy that Martha just came out and kind of did a little training session with us a couple days ago with, and an ever-growing family. So,
well, yeah, you've
the yoga
got
part.
Mm-hmm. You have the dogs,
part,
but you also have the cats and the chickens and the alpacas.
We got a huge animal family out there.
Yeah, yeah. So it's not just vegetables and fruits and produce type stuff, but it's also animals. So it really is a farm.
Right. And what I was going to say was yoga is actually the definition, people don't realize this, is union or oneness. And so when we start thinking about all the life that we share this planet with and really what our role here is as humans and stewards, it's really got a lot to do with the yoga and feeling that oneness with all our people, all our animals, all our farm dogs and cats and everybody, everything.
You know, there was a wonderful, you got a feature article was written about you in a local newspaper recently. I'm forgetting the name of the little newspaper. Do you read?
That was Snohomish Conservation puts out a quarterly publication, I think, called Nexus, and they were nice enough to come feature the farm and kind of talk about yoga and the concepts of community and what we're doing out there.
Yeah, it was really a great article. Do you know if people can access that online or anything?
It is online. If you go to the Snohomish County website, I'm sure they have a link to Nexus, which is their newspaper.
Nexus?
Nexus, N-E-X-U-S.
N-E-X-U-S. So go to Snohomish County website and look for the Nexus. Because it really was.
Snohomish County Conservation, yeah.
Snohomish County Conservation, because I was very impressed with...
She did a great job.
She really did. I even learned some things from the article. So it was really great.
That's saying a lot.
And you all do something really unique. Well, at least it seems unique to me, because you guys are no-till farmers.
Right, exactly.
So what is that?
Well, that's kind of part of our, I guess you could call it philosophy, or at least our beliefs, is that we're really trying to farm in a way that is harmonious with all the life. And so we would like to minimally disrupt the soil each year. And so really our strategy is to give back and not till, and to mulch and to interplant with trees and herbs, and so that the soil is more balanced each year, and that we're not really having to fight the weed battle so much, and not really having to disturb all the life in the soil that supports us. So we don't have a tractor, and we do everything by hand, which can sound archaic and backbreaking, but in reality what we're seeing is that year after year, as these beds get more mature and evolved, they reach a point of balance, kind of like we're all trying to do in our lives. So the weeds kind of stop coming, and
wow.
The soil gets really rich and full of tilth, and so it's an investment up front, and then we see over time the no-till principles really come back in abundance.
And so, and you're doing a lot of the vegetable growing. But also a lot of fruit growing, right, fruit trees and stuff. Because when I was there, you had buckets and buckets of what you called grafts.
Right. So we just about completed grafting season, but this year we did 800 fruit trees that we would like to, plums and apples and pears and Asian pears that we have kind of selected, and with help from some really good friends figured out some of the best varieties for this area that we would like to plant at the farm and beyond, just kind of with the idea that Ananda Farm can expand into everything, into, you know, everybody's backyard. So we would really like to share these, and that's kind of part of the mission, is to get the abundance of food and trees out into the world and everywhere, like a lot of great people are already doing.
Yeah, and then you also, you also have a huge lavender field, and that's like
right.
Just starting to you know, grow and stuff.
Yeah, we have a few hundred lavender plants.
Yeah.
And Haley, my wife, who is she kind of heads up all the herbal medicinal side of the farm, and for the last few years we've really been focused on providing all of our basic needs from the farm. So we tune into the plants that really can serve the most purposes for everybody, and lavender is one of those that just its healing properties and its ability to make you feel good and smile are just second to none. So we use it in almost all the products, actually, and we have our own distiller, so we make essential oil at the farm and make farm salves and lip balm, which I think you were using when you were at the farm.
Yeah, I have it. I have it in my pocket as we speak. And I have to say, I'm so impressed with all of the products, because you just keep extending and making more and more great stuff. And usually always with something, you know, from the farm, if it's the essential oils that you distill. But there's quite a line of Ananda Farms products now. In terms of, like, you've got soaps and healing salves and balms. The lip balm has now become my absolute favorite. And, you know, I had tried the, I think the wintergreen, is that the original one, I think.
I think the wintergreen's the original.
Yeah, and then there was the lemon, because that's the one I have in my pocket. So I can pull that. They all have essential oils in it, but the lemon tangerine, and I like that. But then I decided to try the third variety, which I think is the latest, and that's the lavender lip balm, which has essential oil in it that from distilled from the lavender on the Ananda Farms property. And I just have to say that all of the products from the Ananda Farm, if it's grown and you guys work it there, it just seems to be energetically so much more viable and potent than anything else I've experienced coming from other places. But this lavender lip balm I found was just blew me away because it works so incredibly at keeping, you know, your lips, and I put it all over, you know, the skin around my mouth and on other things as well, and it really is phenomenal in terms of what it does to the quality, how it improves the quality of your skin. So that lavender essential oil, it's got to be really, really potent.
I think it's really good stuff. Haley, we'll do some lavender distillations later in the summer when it's in full bloom, and we'll have people out for that. So people are listening and would like to get more involved with that, we do have some dates for those things.
We'll talk about that. We're going to take care of advertisers here really quickly, but I remember last year I did come out for the open house during the summer. And mm-hmm. one of the wonderful things about the open house, well, of course, everything was wonderful, but the lavender fields were in full bloom. And because you also have honeybees on the property, and then a lot of visiting bumblebees, but you know the lavender fields were just a buzz, if you will, with just tons of bees. And then we got to help Haley, you know, trim the lavender and cut it up and watch how it's distilled, and that was really fun. And then a wonderful buffet, food, and so forth. So there'll be an open house coming up again this summer, which is it still a free event for all of us?
It's fully free event. This will be the fourth open house.
Oh, how cool! And then we got the farm side. We got all kinds of stuff to talk about. So I don't want to forget our advertisers before we run out of time. So let's take care of our advertisers, and remember, folks, it is the most important part of the show because without them, there is no us. So listen, pay attention, support them, and thank them. Stay right where you are. We'll be talking to Zach from the Ananda Farms on Camino Island. And, of course, they do some farming at the Linwood community. And the CSA, as I understand it, I believe there are still memberships available if you would like to get some of this incredible produce. And wait till I tell you about the latest Prana Mix. Oh, my gosh, you won't believe it. Anyway, we'll talk about all of that with Zach straight ahead right here on Alternative Talk, AM 1150.
Massage is good for everyone, including your pets. Check out the Northwest School of Animal Massage's exciting new Vashon Island location. The Northwest School of Animal Massage offers a full schedule of classes, including T-Touch, aromatherapy, and manual ligament therapy, plus massage for canines and small and large animal certification. Visit online at nwsam.com for registration details and to enroll online. For more information, call 877-836-3703. That's 877-836-3703. Or check out the Northwest School of Animal Massage on Facebook.
Hi, this is Eileen Grimes of the Jupiter Rising Show, and this Sunday, May 1st, our guest will be Mimi Pettibone, who is an amazing dream interpreter. She'll be taking calls about your dreams, what they mean, and how you can make sense of them. Don't miss this show. And don't forget, that's the Jupiter Rising Show this Sunday afternoon at 2 p.m. right here on Alternative Talk 1150.
Would you like to access portals of possibilities for transformation, consciousness, expansion, and new experiences of health and well-being? Ancient knowledge and new science tell us that everything manifests from vibratory frequencies. Jude and Paul Ponton are experts in the field of vibrational alignment and harmonic shifting. They're also co-authors of Acutonics for Dogs and Cats and Acutonics from Galaxies to Cells, Planetary Science, Harmony, and Medicine. They can assist you in shifting frequencies for personal health, aligning and balancing your energy or the energy of your home, property, or workspace. Jude and Paul can work with you remotely, at their office, or on site if you live in the Seattle area. They also teach classes in the Acutonic Sound Healing System. Check out their website, whispering-dragon.com. That's whispering-dragon.com for descriptions of services. Or call 206-706-2836. That's 206-706-2836. You can even email them at resonate@whispering-dragon.com for information or to schedule sessions.
Hi, this is Martha Norwalk, host of Animal World, and I've got a question for you. Do you or anyone you know own a business, offer a service, or a product that does something good for animals, humans, or this planet? If the answer is yes, then I'd like to invite you to become a member of the Animal World family of advertisers. Lately, people are telling me they think radio advertising is exorbitantly expensive. Well, that can be true, but not on Animal World. Did you know that for as little as $45 a week, you can have two professionally written and produced commercials at no cost to you? Running on the show? You also get a link to your website on the homepage of the Animal World website and two live interviews on the show. Frankly, you can't afford not to do this. So if you'd like to join our great Animal World family of advertisers, or if you need more information, go to www.marthanorwalk.com to send me an email or call me at 360-217-7258. That's 360-217-7258. Come on, give me a call and join the family. We'd love to have you.
Talk radio with a difference. Alternative Talk, 1150 AM.
Hey, y'all, I'm Martha Norwalk, and we're winding down this week's edition of Animal World, but you can find us here every Sunday morning, 9 a.m. to noon, on Alternative Talk, AM 1150. And we are winding down with Zach Abbey, who is from the Ananda Farms on Camino Island. Good morning again, Zach.
Good morning.
Hey, and are you guys at the Ananda Meditation Temple doing your farm stand?
That is going on right as we're talking.
All right.
He's running the stand.
Well, I have to tell you, last week was my Sunday off, so we run an encore presentation. Of course, I went to Temple last Sunday, and one of my favorite things about going this time of year, of course, is the farm stand that's available after the services. And I bought a bunch of what you call your prana mix, which is it fair to call that it's kind of like a salad mix for
that's the idea.
And it's a bunch of different kinds of greens and stuff. And I just have to say, I mean, because I eat all my greens, I do a lot of smoothies, and use a lot of greens and, kale and chard and all that kind of stuff. And I always get organic and so forth, but most of it doesn't come from, the Ananda Farms. And so I bought a bunch of bags of the Prana Mix. And because usually there's snacks after church, but there weren't very many snacks last week for some reason, or stuff that I didn't want to eat anyway. And so I was hungry. And I have to say, so I opened up one of my bags of Prana Mix when I was driving home. And one of the things that blows me away is that the energy and the flavors is so out of this world. And I have no idea all the different kind of stuff you put in there, but I just taking it out of the bag and shoving it in my mouth. I mean, there's no dressing, no nothing. It's just, leafy greens from the Ananda Farm. And I ate a third of the bag, just munched it on the way home in the car. And it's so good. You guys are just growing phenomenal stuff.
Now, that's an incredible testimonial. Thank you.
Yeah, I have to tell you, I can't. And so I'm trying to figure out. I got my green bags and stuff, so I can make it last longer, so I can buy more when I can. But just along those lines, Prana Mix and all the things that you grow—that's part of the CSA, which isn't that the Community Sustained Agriculture?
That works. Community-supported agriculture.
Community-supported agriculture. And that's where people can buy a share of the CSA from Ananda. And then for 20 weeks throughout the growing season, they get to pick up, the fruits and vegetables that you guys grow. That's kind of how it works, right?
That's how it works.
And you still have some shares available, is that correct?
There are still a few shares left, and the CSA is scheduled to start around the 1st of June, maybe the last week of May.
So okay.
Still a few weeks here, but it's getting towards the end of sign-up season. So.
And now there's just a picture with the CSA here on one of the emails that came up. There's beets and radishes and looks like lettuces and looks like strawberries. So you get a variety of different things every week, right?
Right. Yeah, we try to get every box to be balanced. We'll get fruit and
oh, Oh, I'm losing you a little bit. Did you move with your phone?
Nope, same spot.
Ah, there you go. That's better.
You got me?
Yeah.
Okay, yeah, the CSA, we're trying to get a balanced box to people every week. Whatever's fresh and in the garden, we're trying to get roots and allium and get a good crop of fruit in there, whether it's apples or plums or strawberries, and really just get people a balanced box of real food that's from here that can nourish all the aspects of ourselves.
All right, and so, and then the pickup places for people that might be interested in picking up those available shares that are left. Of course, you know, the farms are in Camino Island and then in Linwood, but the places that you could choose to pick up your produce each week, where are those choices?
So on Tuesday, we've got the Camino and Sandwood CSA.
Okay.
And there's two locations there. One is Terry's Corner, and I'm not quite sure what the other one is, but Terry's Corner is the main one, and that's right as you come on Camino Island. So it's really convenient for people in Sandwood also. And then on Wednesdays is the Linwood CSA, and there are there's options. And there's one option in Seattle at East West Bookstore. There's Linwood and there's Bothell, and there has been Shoreline, but I'm not sure about that one. It'll depend if anybody really needs that one.
Yeah. Okay. So, and the best way is it to go to the website AnandaFarms.com. Is that the best?
That's it, yeah.
That's the place.
AnandaFarms.com.
So yeah. That's the best place to sign up to get a share of the CSA.
You can sign up directly on the website for at least another week here.
All right, all right. And I have to say, folks, if you're within range of any of those pickup sites, you can do it. You will not regret it. I did a local CSA last year thinking, you know, that it would be the same. Not the same. I'm not doing it again this year because there's just no comparison to, you know, the yoga farming type thing and the way that they do things, the energy and the food that's produced and the products is quite extraordinary. So if folks are starting to get interested and really want to learn more about the farm and experience it, I mean, even the alpaca products that, you know, that Dakshina knits scarves and gloves and hats and meditation rugs, and they're just extraordinary. And what are our options and opportunities to learn and experience more from the farm?
Well, we'll do farm supper is a great way to actually come out to the farm and eat from the farm, and then get a chance to walk around the gardens and kind of explore the farm with all of us who live there. And we have dates. There's going to be one a month through the whole growing season here, starting in June. And so there's a date for every month.
Okay.
And the first one is June 12th. And then all the dates are on the website if you're interested in July, August, or September. And you can also sign up for those on the website as well. And I would recommend that just because we have a tendency to sell out.
Yeah, because obviously there's limited spaces. You can only, you know, prepare the dinner for so many people.
Right.
And most of what you serve is all stuff that's been grown on the farm, right?
Pretty much everything comes from the farm. We also will source from our friends who are farmers or a baker who we're really good friends with on the island, and try to really connect it with that community aspect of local food and supporting each other.
All right. Then there's the open house. And do you have a date for that this year?
Yeah. The open house will be August 20th this year. So it's a little bit, about a month later than last year. We kind of move it around every year.
Oh, okay.
Try different things. So the lavender won't be in bloom, but there will be lots of fruit,
lots of
plums and pears, I would think.
All right, all right. So the open house will be on August 20th. I'm assuming that's a Saturday probably, right?
That's a Saturday, and it's from 1 to 5.
1 to 5
p.m. And it's a lot
PM.
Of fun, and we always feed you guys really well. Anybody who comes out there will... There's
yeah.
a lot of food.
Yeah, the food was great. And then, of course, you have your little farm stand. So, you know, there's stuff available to purchase and all the products that Haley's making. And by the way, the products like the soaps and the tinctures and the balms. And she makes some really cool little things with the lavender and all kinds of neat stuff. And there are... Some or a lot of those products are available at East West Bookshop in Seattle, correct?
Correct. East West Bookshop and the Meditation Temple in Bothell and Terry's Corner on the, for people on the island.
Terry's Corner. Okay.
And also, well, the markets will start up, and we do two farmers markets, and you can always find us there once the growing season is in.
Now, are those farmers markets like on Camino or in Stanwood?
Yep, there's one on Camino, and there's one in Stanwood.
Excellent.
On a Monday and on a Friday.
Okay, and so information about that would be at anandafarms.org, right? Or,
yep,
.com, anandafarms.com.
Yep.
And then, of course, you can always go to Temple services on Sunday. And the services from 10 to like 11:15 or so, and purification ceremony at 9. But then you always have a little farms stand. All of the products are usually available in the boutique at the Meditation Temple, but then they bring fresh produce down from the farm. That's how I got the Prana Mix last week. And so people can swing by the temple at that time, too, like about 11:30 on Sundays.
We'd love to see you there, yeah.
All right. Now, I just can't tell you enough how great all this stuff is, and I hope you will make time to either get to one of the farm suppers or the Hope Open House this summer, because it's just so worth the trip and to see how they're doing all this work. Now, Mike, of course, you know, our production engine here, Zach, you know, you met him, you know, when you were in the studio. He's into organics and all that kind of stuff. And Mike, you had an interesting question, because you apparently are concerned about the worm population. You've seen a reduction in the city of worms.
Just my experience as an urban gardener, mm-hmm. is I'm just not seeing anywhere near the amount of worms that I used to, even as a kid in an urban environment. I mean, it used to be, as I explained to you during the break, that I could tip a rock over and find scads of them. Now, you're saying you're seeing them in your rural environment.
Yeah.
But I was just curious if that was what Zach's experience was with the population of worms, particularly, you know, the big ones, because they, after all, they're integral in creating soil.
So what about it, Zach?
You know, anything I say will be only speculation based on our own experience at the farm and other farms, but you know, one thing that I'm seeing is that our soil evolves as the plant life evolves and is more balanced and full of life, that the worms kind of just mirror that. And so when our mature gardens where there's a lot of permanent root systems and the soil is deep and there's 4 or 5 inches of topsoil, we see big worms. And in the areas where it's been more disturbed recently or there's less harmony, we, just like anything else, you know, the animals kind of aren't there, but the worms also, it's taking time to regenerate those and to get that life back.
Yeah, so that kind of makes sense, because it's my understanding that it takes a millennia to create an inch of topsoil, whereas we're destroying it an inch every 40 years or so, not including a, you know, like a dust bowl or anything extraordinary.
You're absolutely right about that. It's alarming when you think about the context of human history and the world history and the formation of soil and how fast we're losing it based on kind of how we're living and how we're farming.
Well, I can see another show with you and Haley in the studio to talk about this stuff on the off season. So we'll have to be planning that when you guys are done doing creating, growing, and creating all the wonderful stuff that you do through the growing season. Let's have you back into the studio again, and because, you know, Mike is very into all of this stuff, and he knows way more than we do. And I learned even from the last show we did, my roses, I have lots of roses in pots because of my location. And they're much, much healthier and much, much better, because I learned I could just put stuff on the top and it would go down. And
totally.
I got happy camper roses now, thanks to the show we did. So anyway, Zach, we're out of time. You and Haley, keep up the good work, you know, and I hope Olive, our new dog, is doing well.
She's here with us today. So.
All right. Okay. Well, you call me if you need help. Otherwise, you know, we'll talk soon. But
okay,
thank you for joining us. Okay.
Okay.
Bye-bye.
Okay. Blessings. Bye.
All righty. Well, that was Zach from the Ananda Farms, anandafarms.com, if you're interested. We've got normal programming today, so stay tuned after Animal World for an encore presentation of Mystic Radio with Rob and Alexis. Next week, it's Talk With Your Animals Sunday. Darcy Pariso, gifted animal communicator, medium, and Reiki master, in the house, and we'll have open phone lines throughout the show. So call in early for your free readings with Darcy, and of course, you know, I chime in and We'll get to all kinds of stuff. And I want to say, Mike, thank you so much. And Kathy, thank you so much. Happy May Day, everybody. Think peace and harmony in downtown Seattle for the rest of the day and evening. And as always, let me remind you, animals have feelings too. So treat your animal friends better than family. And please always be kind to, open your heart, share your love with all living things. And I'll talk to you again next week.